Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium. Explore the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you. Ranj, there were protests across the St. Louis area over the weekend, the No Kings protests. We would love to hear from you. If you were involved in the protest, you took part in it, if you drove by it, walked through it, loved it, hated it, whatever you feel, 314-436-7900. I will say I had a handful of friends who went to various protests across the area, like in South City or downtown or in other places. And from their pictures, I mean, there were families there. Calm, people holding signs. Some of the signs were kind of funny. Protesters and sign holders can be funny. When you take out the hateful stuff, I'm not saying there was hateful stuff this weekend. I'm just saying that they could be pretty clever. That would be my goal, is to have a clever sign.
Yours would probably be too obscure that nobody would understand.
That might be true. I will say this, though. There were a lot of protests across the St. Louis area and across the country. And one person, like a political commentator, tweeted this out basically saying, here's a lot of peaceful protest. This is why it's important to make sure the agitators, or he said the wrong flags. I know, I think with some of the, like, right, the terrorist stuff that we were seeing in the pro-Palestinian protest. He said that's why important to keep those out, because a lot of, like, the few agitators or the bad actors really can give a protest a bad name. I mean, these sure were the ones we saw were families and signs and peaceful. I saw this one kid playing, was it a trumpet, was playing the national anthem. A lot of American flags. That's how a protest should be. Of course, I'm contrasting this with some of the stuff we saw on campus, or burning the American flags or the Hamas flags or the ISIS flags. That's not good. You never want terrorist flags. That is not what we saw here.
Well, yeah, it's still your First Amendment right if you have a terrorist flag. You just can't. The thing you can't do is violence.
Violence.
That's it. Because your message will absolutely get lost. You're not going to change anybody's mind that way. And we saw thousands of people around the country do so. The only real violence I had heard about was in Utah. In Salt Lake City, there was a guy who just opened fire into the crowd. I think he was in his late 30s.
Okay.
The guy who did it, and he was stopped by one of the peacekeeping people who were on the ground there, who apparently had a weapon on him but wasn't supposed to, and then ended up killing a bystander. So I don't really know the whole story there. It still seems to be a little bit chaotic, but that's the one bit of real violence I heard about was in Salt Lake City.
Right. When there's not violence, when there aren't outside agitators, when you see American flags, American citizens, protesting peacefully and it's patriotic. It's actually, whether you agree with it or not, I think it's encouraging.
Yeah.
Because you see all of these American citizens out there saying, we love our country, we're out here. We have a caller.
Yep. Courtney is in Florissant, is with us on KMOX. Hello, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi.
Were you at the, did you get involved with the protest this weekend?
I did. We were there, so my whole family, my husband, and we have two kiddos, so 14 and 11, that were with us as well. So we were there.
And can you give us like your thoughts on how it felt? What was the vibe? Why you guys went?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, we went, you know, we're really open with our kiddos talking about what's going on and how that doesn't align with our family values, what's going on in the country and what our president is doing. And so it's really important that they understand that there are things you can do. You know, we're not impotent to this. And even as kiddos, yeah. You know, they don't have the power to vote, but they can voice themselves in other ways. And so this was kind of initially the intent for us to participate. And what I can say, and I you know, was listening, and it was exactly what you were describing, which was incredibly patriotic, incredibly encouraging. You know, obviously there was a large amount of people there, but what really struck us was the sense of not being alone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we talk about these things, we have those conversations, but to be there with, you know, literally almost thousands of people having the same sense of moving forward together was really, really encouraging. And that's what my children were expressing. And, you know, I felt that as well. And it also felt really patriotic, right? This is what we do in our country. This is what we're, one of the very foundational principles is to express dissent. And I think that doing that all together was really, really powerful for me, but I know for my kiddos too.
And you didn't really see any issues, no violence or anything of that sort?
Oh my goodness, quite the opposite. I felt incredibly safe. My children felt safe. What was really amazing, two things. One, I was really impressed with the number of older adults, so adults 65 and older that were part of this and moving forward with us. And the community, I mean, as we're moving forward, it was a warm afternoon. and everyone, I would say every like half a block or so, there'd be people who needs water, who needs sunscreen. And to me, that's just, you know, that sends a very different tone. So it was incredibly positive. We were there for the rally and then stayed, you know, obviously, and did the entire march. Never once had concerns for my safety or anyone's safety.
That's how it's supposed to be. Courtney, appreciate the phone call.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, that's how it is supposed to be. Whether or not you agree with their message, you may not. There are a lot of people listening who probably think it's ridiculous that there were protests going on around the country. And then there are millions who agree with that, too. So,
well, and I think, Ron, to that point, it was encouraging for me to see communities come together because, again, with the news and everything, we see scary images. Even if they're isolated, those images can taint how we view protests. And it was such a good reminder that, no, protest is fundamentally American. Founding fathers, huge fans of protest. And so to see peaceful protest, family members, communities coming together, I thought was encouraging. Whether you agree with the message or not, I think it's really encouraging.
A text message says, it's patriotic to protest? Yeah. 100%. Anytime you're exercising a right that is given to you by the Bill of Rights, that is a patriotic act. And if you believe it's patriotic to have guns all over your house, then you have to believe your First Amendment right is also patriotic.
And also, nothing more American than questioning the government and saying, hey, I don't like that.
That's whole damn point of the document.
And that's why on both sides, there have been, Democrats and Republicans who've said, hey, we need to question and challenge our government. And so that's why a peaceful protest, I think that's what's encouraging to see the community come together.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, tell us how you feel about it at 314-436-7900. You can call or text. Also, if you want to drop a voice message from the Audacy app, do that too. AUDACY, download the app. And listen to the show live, 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.